Blog Talk Radio.
Here's the due time for tonight. Oh my gosh. Poor thing. The Word Prayer Project, and I am your host, Pastor Seth. How are you tonight? Today is September 18th, 2022, and God is amazing because he has brought us safely through another week. And in a minute, we're going to get through all of the times that we have prayed and all of our themes. So make sure you get that pen and paper ready, you know, just in case you want to, just a refresher as to, you know, what we've been praying about. And God is good because, you know, we have always an opportunity to go before him, you know, in prayer. And we may not necessarily know what, you know, the Lord is going to give us that day, but he always comes through. The themes are always on point. So let's make sure you check in with Pastor Steph. If you come on in the room, make sure you check in with Pastor Steph. Let me know you're out there so I can give you a shout. So the first shout I want to give is to our girl Shantice. And hey, you know, Shantice is the engineer for It's Due Time with Pastor Steph, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. She's also, you know, in charge of her own segment, The Switch with Shantice, but she gives us a godly tip each week. So make sure you check her out. She also holds us down here on Sunday night on Blog Talk Radio. So if you know someone who doesn't get internet, don't worry. 516-387-1358. Again, that number is 516-387-1358. You can call in. That's audio. You can hear everything that's going on, and they won't miss a thing. Okay? Giving a shout-out to one of our dedicated listeners. Hey there, Caddy. Happy to have you on with us tonight. And we got our girlfriend Vivian. Hey, Viv. Now, Vivian is our correspondent on Wow Wednesday on his due time with Pastor Steph. And she is fantastic with our socially conscious segment. So make sure you check her out every Wednesday. I would say maybe about 7:15 a.m. You can catch her, and she gives us some stories. Okay? All righty. So let's make sure we, you know, get everybody who's in the room. Come on in the room and let us know you're here so I can say hello and, you know, let you know that I appreciate you being on with us. We have to send a shout out to our lady who helps to hold it down on StreamYard. And StreamYard feeds our Facebook Live on Coach for Christian Life, and it feeds our YouTube Live, a Closer Walk Christian talk show. And Anika, hey, thank you so much, ladies, for doing what you do. Could not do it without you. Okay, so let's go back into our arsenal of prayer themes. So we've got prayer week one, impactful prayer for him. We pray for all the men, regardless of who they were in our lives. We then pray for our fathers
Week number three, we prayed for our children. Then week four, it was open. Whatever God put in your heart, we prayed an open prayer that week. We then prayed for moms, then the husbands, then the siblings. Week eight, we prayed for mental illness and depression. Week nine, self-care and treatment. Then we prayed for family, then the sick. Then the following week, service workers. We then, in the 13th week, prayed for toxic habits, people, places, and behavior. Well, week 14, someone who doesn't know Jesus. Ooh. Week 15, fire victims. The following week, crime victims. Then we prayed for our friends. Then week 18, we had a prayer of straight thanksgiving, okay? We then prayed for kindness, then discipline, then patience. We then prayed for strength. The 23rd week was rest. Then we had emotional hurt and pain. Week 25, trust, then compassion, then resentment. Then we prayed for school, teachers, students, and parents. Week 29 was honesty. We then prayed for thoughtfulness. Then on week 31, someone who doesn't know Jesus again and a deeper relationship with the Lord, okay? Week 32, those who choose to live the hard way. Ooh, that was like powerful, powerful. Then we pray for selfishness. Week 34 was love. Last week, week 35 was healing. Well, this week, we're praying for consistency. Ooh, does that ring a bell? Is that something that kind of touches you? Because consistency is big. I don't know how many of you realize how big being consistent is, but yes, it's important to God. We're going to come, you know, back with my, you know, I got to give you my Bible verses because anything I give you is always, you know, based on biblical principles and the word of God, okay? So just let's make sure we catch those who have just come into the room. Hey, Bev, always great to see you. Love you, too. Love you, too. It's always a pleasure to have you with us. And we got our man, Serge, the first man to check in tonight. Hey, Serge. How are you doing? Glad to have you with us. And please, any of you who have checked in, if you know someone who needs the prayer for consistency. Now, listen, let's be honest. I don't know. Well, how many weeks we had? We had 35 weeks, I think. Hold on. Let me just double check. We're in our 36th week. And I don't know one week where we have not had a theme where I didn't think of someone and myself. How many times, you know, do we hear something and we're already passing it on? No, we have to think about ourselves. You know, remember, the last time we prayed for someone who doesn't know Jesus, we also prayed for a deeper relationship in the Lord. So no matter what, we always can go deeper and deeper and deeper. So let's just make sure we do just that, okay? Get deeper in the Lord. So when you hear of consistency, you know, it should fit you. You should say, you know what, there's an area where I need to be a little more consistent in my life. So let's see what the Word of God says. You know, I always like to go to the Word of God and see what God says about this consistency thing. Ooh, I want you to raise your hand if this applies to you. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. And that's Galatians 6:9. Come on, give me an amen. If you just thought about giving up on something or someone and, you know, you didn't even think about it. It just wore you out. You were ready to just be gone, be out. And God is telling us No, I need you to hold on. I need you to hold on. Just hold on. Do not grow weary in well-doing, because you will reap bountifully if you don't give up. What else is God saying? Amen. Amen. Teddy, amen. To our girl, Viv, I'm raising my hand. Because trust me, that was my conversation. I was like, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. And when I read the verse, I was like, oh, man, come on, God. I thought I was getting a break. Consistency, see? That's why I said we can't always push, you know, over to someone else, because it can definitely be us. Oh, what about this one? Luke 16:13, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. And that's Luke 16:13. And we know that that's interchangeable. You know, it's not just about money. You can't serve two women. You can't serve two men. You can't serve two gods. You know, that money word is definitely interchangeable with many other things. You know, you cannot serve two of anything. You know, sometimes even when you're working on two jobs, it becomes too much. And you cannot do both. And it's not because you may not do it well, according to you. Oh, I told you about that self-assessing. I told you about that self-assessing. Let's make sure that's we understand the consistency of God. He says you can't be consistent equally with both. That's the point that he was trying to make. Okay? You cannot serve God and money, to be more specific to the verse. How are you going to serve God at the same rate you serve money? And how are you going to serve money at the same level you serve God? The consistency is out the window. Something's going to lack. And most times, it always ends up being the things of God. All righty? All right. Woo. All right. Matthew 5:37. Let what you say be simply yes or no. Anything more than this comes from evil. Oh, oh, didn't I tell you stop that assessing for yourself? We always want to give ourselves accolades, okay? I didn't mean that. That's not where I was going, and that wasn't what I was doing, and I wouldn't do that. No. No, no. No, no. Let's read that one again. Let what you say be simply yes or no. Anything more than this comes from evil. Matthew 5:37. Check what the word of God says. See, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Once God says it, that's it. That's it. Stop trying to rationalize this thing. Stop trying to make light of it. Stop trying to twist people to make us think that it's ultimately some other way. No. Mm-mm. Well, come on. If you're having a problem with consistency, put your prayer request in the chat room today. Okay? Put your prayer in the chat room tonight, and I will definitely read it. They're coming in. So, you know, we do have some prayer requests regarding consistency. We have a check-in from our brother KL, our Pastor KL Frazier. Hello. Good evening. Welcome, Pastor KL. Now you can hear Pastor KL on his due time with Pastor Steph. Sometimes Monday, always on Tuesday, sometimes on Thursday, and always on Friday. Okay, again, that's 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, where we're live. So we thank you for joining us, Pastor KL. Oh, we got our girl, Tamika, in the house. Hey, 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 to you as well. Now, Tamika's been on a little pause.
hiatus. But listen, we're anticipating that God's going to bring her back very soon to the broadcast. And when Tamika's on, you're going to hear her on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, sometimes Tuesdays. But definitely those are her days and she's on. So listen, come on in. Listen. Listen to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. You will truly be blessed. Okay? So welcome, Tamika. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And tonight we're talking about consistency. That's our prayer. You know, are you consistent in the things that you do and say? Because God is extremely consistent. No matter how bad we treat him, no matter how much we ignore him, no matter how much we do what we want to do, God is consistent. How do we know? Because we're breathing. Ooh, did I say that? We're breathing. We are breathing. God is love. Oh, just those three words show that God is consistent, because God is love. And the one thing we know is God will never withhold his love from us. That's being consistent. You know, the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and evermore, forevermore. So guess what? If Jesus Christ is the same, then we know the Father is the same. Ooh, because they're one in the same. They're two separate beings, but they don't war against one another. They don't do opposite of what the other does. No, they work in tandem on our behalf. And just for the simple fact that God is love shows his level of consistency. He does not give up on us. He does not leave us nor forsake us. That's consistency. Because just like I said earlier, I was just like done. I'm so done. You know, I don't know about you all, but let me tell you something. This pastor thing ain't no joke. You have to have a whole lot of patience. Whole lot of patience. Because people tend to think that it's all about them. It's all about you. It's all about the church. No. If we have lives too. We have a world too. And when you're trying to balance it all, you know, where we're still in the fight with you, we're still going to war with you and for you, you know, we're still hanging in there calling and praying and helping you to press your way. And you have no idea what we're already going through. And where you think it's all about you, and you could have just hung up from someone's problems, and here goes the next person calling. We have to be consistent. We have to show that we are loving Jane the same way we love John, that we love John the same way we love Tim, and Tim, we love Mary. Everyone has to get that love. We have to be consistent in how we love you and what we do for you. And I promise you that I know that there are times when, even though you're not a pastor, but you get weak, that you get worn. You know, is it on your job? Are they driving you crazy on the job? Is it at home where your husband or your wife is just like, yo, listen. Are the kids driving you crazy? What about the other church people? You have to really pray for consistency, because that's not easy to come by. No, you're not going to have consistency without the Lord. I promise you that. Doesn't work like that, my dear. Let me see some other scripture that might help you understand. All right. Let's see. Ooh. James 1:4. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in
nothing. Amen. Amen. Let's read that one again. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. And again, that's James 1:4. Complete, full effect, consistent, never dying. You know, that love chapter, love, love never ends. Charity never ends. You just have to keep on pressing your way. Come on. Let's do this together. Because like I said, I was truly ready to throw in the towel. Not on my life. Not on my life. But I was like, listen, you know what? Y'all want to do what y'all want to do. You're going to do what you want to do. Just go do what you want to do. You want to die, die. You want to jump off the bridge, jump off the bridge. You want to just run into all kinds of evil and your spirit and your flesh wants to be. I'm serious. I'm being straight honest because it's a wear out. It wears you out. Because again, you're carrying everybody in the church. You're carrying your family. You're carrying your own situation. And it makes it extremely hard to be consistent. Who am I talking to? Who am I talking to out there? Raise your hand and let me know that I'm making just a little bit of sense. Pastor Steph, I know what you're talking about. I know you're not the only one. There's a reason why consistency came up tonight. Is it you? Because it's not only me. I know that. I know it's not only me. I listen to you talk. Ooh. So I know it's not only me. So listen, let's bring those prayer requests to the table. Put it in the chat room. I'm definitely going to read it in a matter of minutes. We're going to read all the prayer requests. And listen, let's make sure we hold hands and hold hearts. Come on, our girl Anika is saying amen, because she knows what it is to just have to really just hold on to the hem of his garment just to be consistent with helping people, just being consistent in being in someone's life. Who's also said, Shanti said, it's hard to prevent other people from interfering with your walk. It's true. It's very true. And that's why God gave us consistency tonight. So we can hold hands and hold hearts and just help to bring one another through this thing. It's not only God who brings us through. It's us reaching out and helping to pull our fellow brother and sister through. This is no joke. Because God is not down here putting our hands together into one another and interlocking them. And no, it's what we have to do after God gives us what he needs to give us, strength, endurance. Let's go. And I know it's hard. I know it's hard. So come on, I'm getting ready to start reading those prayer requests. And we're going to get started with our prayer nice and soon. I just wanted to look and see if there was just one more verse that would help to give us some strength. Okay. Let's see. I want to get a good one. You know, we got a lot of verses, but I want to get a good one. All right. Here we go. Malachi 3, verse 6. For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore, you, O children of Jacob, are not consumed. That goes right back to what I started talking about when I said, no matter what we do, no matter how belligerent and cantankerous we become, God always got our back. The reason why God does not consume us and kill us off,
the way most of us need. Again, that's Malachi 3, verse 6, is because he loves us. And that consistent love is what keeps him, is what keeps him from consuming us. How about this one? How about Jesus sitting at the right hand of God, just begging God for our lives? How about that? Does that show consistency? Because I promise you, if it wasn't for Jesus calling out our names over and over and over and over again, oh, we'd be smashed. Because again, it says that God does not deal with us according to our iniquities. So still there's a pass we get. And I mean, there's nothing more you can ask for. There is nothing more you can ask for. Ah, I'm telling you, you have got to be consistent with your walk with God. Because if you don't, then you're going to step off the path, and now you're in trouble. And I always tell people, don't let other people get you in trouble with the Lord. Don't. Listen, we have a hard enough time. We have a hard enough time in keeping consistency. Okay? All righty. All right, we're going to start reading these prayer requests. Please put your prayer in the chat room, and we will get to it. Okay? All right. Praying for my consistency in my relationship with God, asking God to continue to hold me accountable. Anytime he sees me falling short of my duties for him, myself, and those he is sending me to serve. Thanking God for the desire to be on point at all times for and with him. Amen. Praying that I forgive everyone I was upset with who was not consistent with me. Asking God to remind me of the grace he showed me when I did the same thing to him. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for that prayer request. I pray that I can become more consistent with my prayer life and everything pertaining to God. I pray to become more consistent with eating healthier and stop eating food that can do harm to me in the future. Amen, amen. Let me just interject this. It's bringing harm, us eating unhealthy is bringing harm to our bodies right now. It doesn't manifest itself later. Until later is when we see, and by that time, a lot of times it's just so advanced. We have to do so much to get back to where we need to be. So understand that as we're eating unhealthy now, we're already doing the damage. We're already doing the damage. Okay? We have to make sure that we do what we need to do now so that later on it doesn't become a bigger problem. Okay? Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. Praying for everyone who has walked away from the church, praying that they realize that God has been consistent with them, even during their time of disobedience, asking God to continue to cover them and to stay consistent with bringing them back to him. Amen. Amen. Praying for Darrell and Michael, praying that they allow God to teach them how to treat those who God has sent to be consistent in their lives. Praying that they pay attention to Jesus's traits and how he made sure they were exposed to how they were exposed to him even through others. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. Thank you for that prayer request. All right. Praying that God helps me to be consistent in the things that he is calling me to do, especially the things that I dislike the most and in the areas that I find the most difficult. Amen. 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 Very easy. Very easy to do our own thing and to go our own way. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. Praying for myself, that I'd be more consistent when it comes to God and whatever he has for me to do, praying that I be consistent with eating healthier and doing exercises on a daily basis, praying for my consistency in being there for my family and my church family whenever they need me. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. Please, if you have a prayer request, we're praying about consistency today. Please put it in the chat so we can include it. Okay. Consistency is a key staple in the walk with Christ. I would like to pray for my consistency. Whenever you want to level up, consistency is needed, and I need to level up my relationship with God. I pray that my consistent effort allows me to get closer with God. I pray for my consistency in all my other relationships as well. The Bible says that a man is unstable in all his ways, and I know that I'm not balanced in my consistency with God, so I know that I'm inconsistent with my earthly relationships. All right. Amen. Oh, that was a big one. I like that. Please, Lord, help me build my faith and trust in you so that I can be a diligent and consistent servant for you. Amen. I like that. I like that. I thought about that scripture. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. I thought of that scripture. An unstable man is unstable in all his ways. And I always say to people, if you're fearful, you're not just scared of the dark. What else in your life are you fearful of? If you are haphazard, and you just throw caution to the wind. It's not just in school. It's not just in your house. It's every part about you that you throw caution to the wind. We're not inconsistent that way. Oh, I like that. Amen. Amen. Pray for my consistency in the things I ask God to help me with. Pray that I continue to do my part with upholding the responsibilities God's blessings entail. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that prayer request. I like to ask God for me to be consistent with the work I say I want to improve my living where I can show God's work through me. It is because of his consistency that I am here today and am able to glorify him. Amen. And I want to stay consistent with God, allowing me to continue to do his work and become stronger at being consistent with my vows or anything God puts my way to do. Amen. Asking consistency for Vivian, she continues to do the work that God asks her to do, and she becomes stronger at being consistent, and let her flesh stop her from being inconsistent. Amen. Amen. I like to ask God for my church family so they can be consistent with the task that's put on our laps. It's such a joyful moment to be a part of the experience and learning experience, us doing things God's way and what we are here for. Amen. Amen. And thank you so much for that prayer request. Praying for my marriage, praying that our growth can be more consistent, both in continual growth as well as lasting. Praying for my church family that we can continue to bind and bond and that our connection to one another will be consistently strong and unwavering. Praying for my consistency with God, praying that I can get into a consistent schedule with my prayer and studying, praying that I stay consistent with surrendering my heart to him so that he can help soften it and purify it. Amen. God, I pray for the child care system and schools. I pray for consistency with staff and teachers. Amen. Amen. Listen, if you've just joined us, know that we're praying for consistency tonight. That's why you keep hearing consistency, consistency, consistency in the prayer request. Please make sure that if you have an issue with being consistent, and I mean any issue in any part of your life, if you know someone who is inconsistent and you know that consistency would bring a blessing to their life, then please put it in the chat. We'll lift it up in prayer. And make sure you shout out and let me know that you're a part of that you're in the room, okay? That you're my prayer partner today, so I can give you a shout out, okay? All right. Praying that I stay consistent in keeping a close relationship with God through consistent prayer, seeking Him for guidance and in giving Him His just praise, remembering that He is the one in control. Amen. Praying that I stay consistent in following God's word and giving time to my studies and to keep His word hidden in my heart. I pray that I set the right example for those around me in church as I walk in the position He has given me and be consistent in the responsibilities He has given me. Praying for my consistency in serving God and His people, asking God to recognize if I show any partiality and not fully serve all who God has called me to serve. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. Thanking God for being a consistent part of my life and not giving up on me and loving me unconditionally. Amen. Praying that I can be consistent in my studying and anything that has anything to do with God. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. I pray for all who desire to follow God and those who are baptized to be true to their calling and show their consistency in their decision, not letting anyone turn their foot from God, but seek Him diligently for growth and betterment of their life. Amen. Asking God for forgiveness also for the times where I was not consistent with Him, thanking Him that He doesn't treat us the way we treat Him. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. Praying for the parents who's not consistent in their children's lives, praying that God can open their eyes and let them see all the children that are dying in this world and let them be better parents to their children. Amen. Amen. Tonight we're praying for consistency, and we know that God and Jesus are both consistent. They are amazing that they have not let go of us regardless of what we've done, regardless of who we are, regardless of the bad decisions we make, regardless of the times we tell God we are not interested, we don't want Him, no thank you, He still comes through. That is a loving and consistent God. That's what true love is all about. So we want to make sure we remember all of the prayer requests. If there's something that you think of while I'm praying, please don't hesitate to put it in the chat room as we go before the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You, oh God, for You being the wonderful and consistent God You are. Thank You, God, for consistently holding our hand, loving us, guiding us, keeping us protected, giving us shelter and food, God. The clothes on our back, we must say thank You for. Thank You that You haven't given up on us. Thank You, God, that You are the God. Thank You, Jesus, that You are the Jesus, the same God and Jesus, yesterday, today, and forevermore. Thank You. Thank You for just lifting our spirits tonight, reminding us of how consistent that You are, reminding us of how consistent that You've been, and that we must follow the pattern because You put us here for one another, God. And shame on us when we can't endure anything. Thank You. Thank You, God, for reminding us of our job here. God, You heard all the prayer requests. The prayer request for consistency in marriage. The prayer request in consistency in being a good friend, a good church member and congregant. God, being a good worker. God, just being a consistent citizen. Thank you. We know that you are a God that never, ever, ever fails us. No matter what happens, no matter what the delay is, God, you're consistent just like that. And you continue to bless us even when we don't deserve it. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I can think of the many times, God, when you could have let go, not just of Stephanie, but of so many people. You could have let go at a time when we really needed you, but you didn't. You're a consistent God. And Lord, I lift your name on high tonight for how you have touched each and every one of our lives. You are a man of your word, God, and I want to say thank you because you have spoken increase and you've been consistent to your word. I'm watching the increase and it keeps coming. It just keeps coming. You're consistent because you ensure that there is nothing we go without unless it could be harmful to our health or to our existence or it could be harmful to our walk. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the consistent way you love us. Thank you for always holding our hand. Thank you for always allowing our eyes to see. Thank you for always allowing our ears to hear, our mouth to speak, our hands and our feet to move into a life that is more befitting to what you want and what you need. Thank you, God. Thank you for just wrapping us all in your arms and showing us that you're so consistent that there's no break when there's a fire over in somebody's yard. We're still loved. Your consistent love still reigns. When five fires are going on at the same time, when 1 million fires are going on at the same time, you are that consistent God. You just don't, you just don't stop. Oh, you just don't stop. You just don't stop. You're bigger than the Energizer Bunny. You're bigger than Duracell. You just keep going and going and going. And you never fizzle. You never die out. You never become weak. Thank you. How do we say thank you for that? You're dynamite, God. And thank you for being the consistent explosion in our lives. Thank you. Thank you, Father. You know, sometimes we ask you to let go, and you're consistent, and you know, because I have a plan for you, for I know the plan that I have for you, and I thank you, God, for always having that plan, that no matter what may go on in our life, what may throw us because we weren't expecting it, you know, and you're always ready. Thank you. Thank you for being the keeper of my soul. And I could say that today, a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. I can say that today, 5 minutes from now, 10 minutes from now, 10 weeks from now, 10 years from now. You should spare our life. Because you're that consistent, God. Thank you. I'm just marveling at your consistency. You consistently keep the sun in the sky for us. You consistently keep that moon going, those stars. Even when things should have been shut out and shut off, when that car should have stopped working, when that husband should have left, when them children should have been on crack, when the job we should have been fired, you just keep it going. It's just consistent. You're just consistent. And I'm going to take the time to give you the glory and the honor tonight. Thank you, Father. My soul is settled, God. My spirit is settled. Because your word speaks peace. It's consistent like that. Your word consistently spoke peace inside of me. And I thank you for that. And I pray that everyone who hears this prayer, that as the prayer goes out and the scriptures are read, that they would find your consistent peace in their life as well. And one at one point you just look up and say, well, where did it go? Where did it all go? It was supposed to be gone based on my behavior, based on my outlook, based on my nasty attitude, just based on my anger, based on my disobedience. It should have been gone. But you're just consistent like that. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. For everyone on this prayer right now, thank you for anyone who will listen when we finish here. That they would just understand just a little bit more as to what consistency means and how consistent you are in our life. We don't need nothing as long as we focus on you. Because you're just consistent like that. Well, thank you, God, for just listening to us tonight. Thank you. We give you the glory and the honor. So rightly do your name. In the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen. I just bask in the blessing of God's consistency. And I know that there's been some peace that has been brought to your life right now. That the consistent peace is consistently there. Thank you so much for sharing in our prayer moment with us, with the Word Prayer Project. Please do not miss the opportunity to be with us Monday through Friday on this due time with Pastor Steph. And know that there's always a blessing because we're consistent there. We consistently give you the word of God, whether it's Shaking the Monday Morning Blues, Let's Talk About It Tuesday, Church Folk Day, Wow Wednesday, Therapeutic Thursday, or Freestyle Friday. We're consistent with giving you the word of God. And that's only because God consistently deals with us. So that we can consistently be a blessing to you. Look at how that flow goes. Amen. Viv, amen. Ketty, thank you so much for just being here with us today. Remember, you can catch us from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio, A Closer Walk Christian Talk Show, or just type in It's Due Time with Pastor Steph and hit that play button, and you'll be right in with us. If you don't have internet access, God's always got a rim in the bush. 516-387-1358. You can always just listen in on the phone. Alrighty? So I have really enjoyed my time with you tonight. Thank you for blessing me. Thank you for being a consistent blessing, you know, for my life. And please tell somebody about the Word Prayer Project. Let them know in advance. All right, so we just all hook up together and we go before the Lord holding hands and holding hearts. I don't know where that comes from, but ever since I started this new time with Pastor Steph, that's been my one of my taglines. Holding hands and holding hearts. God needs us to be consistent in this world. God needs us to be consistently in the evangelistic mode. God needs us to consistently make other disciples, because God consistently does for us. Listen, you talk about everything else. You put that Instagram and that Facebook, Twitter, for everything, a Snapchat for everything else. Be consistent and give the world Jesus. Ooh. I love you all. I could not do this without you. Thank you so much, whether you're on Blog Talk Radio, whether you're on Facebook Live, whether you're on YouTube Live, I thank you. We've got some wonderful stuff coming down the pipeline, and we're going to find a way to get you that information. But stay tuned, because some big things are coming from Pastor Steph and the crew. Love you much. Have a wonderful week.